Chapter 7 Tornadoes and Hurricanes. And all three weather charts show unusual violence at the place for which they are erected, and especially if at the time erected there is a progressed aspect to the ascendant, we may be sure that storms or other destructive weather will occur in the region covered by the charts. If the chief destruction is through extreme temperature, we look chiefly to the aspects made to the ascendant of the temperature chart, to show the day the event will take place. If the chief destructive force indicated is rain, hail, snow or flood, we look chiefly to the aspects made to the ascendant of the moisture chart, to indicate the day the destruction will take place. But if the destruction is to be caused by wind, we look most to the aspects made to the ascendant of the air movement chart, to indicate the days of the storm. However, almost always there is a progressed aspect to the ascendant of all three weather charts at the time of a destructive storm. In lesson number 195 we considered most of the other kinds of unusual weather, leaving the consideration of the most destructive types of storms, tornadoes and hurricanes, to be taken up in this lesson. Here, therefore, I shall present a brief analysis of 10 tornadoes and 6 hurricanes. Each and every one, picked at random, show exceptional elements of violence and wind. That we may have a clear and definite idea of what a hurricane is, and how it is distinguished from a tornado, I will quote from The Realm of the Air, by Charles Fitzhugh Talman. The name West India Hurricane is applied to the violent whirling storms of cyclones that occur in the region of the West Indies and the adjacent waters to the west and east, namely the Gulf of Mexico, the Caribbean Sea and a tract of the Atlantic Ocean extending eastward nearly to the African coast. Storms having essentially the same characteristics occur in other tropical oceanic areas. In the Far East they are called typhoons, or in the Philippines sometimes Bagyo. In the Indian Ocean they are known as cyclones, while the name hurricane prevails in the South Pacific. Tropical cyclone is a name that embraces all of them, but also applies to numerous mild disturbances of the tropical atmosphere that do not rank as tempests. The winds in these storms blow round a center of low barometer with a velocity that often exceeds 100 miles an hour. The storm, as a whole, travels at a very moderate speed, say 10 to 15 miles an hour, and may even remain almost stationary for a while. Hence it is the rotary and not the progressive movement of the storm that causes havoc. It may help the reader to crystallize his ideas concerning tropical cyclones if he bears in mind that these whirls of low latitudes are intermediate in size between two other types of revolving storms, namely, the huge extratropical cyclone of the temperate and polar zones, and the small tornadoes, that are confined chiefly to continental interiors of the north temperate zone. The extratropical cyclone has an average diameter of about 1,500 miles, while a large specimen may, for example, cover the entire north half of the North Atlantic Ocean. The diameter of a tropical cyclone hurricane is sometimes less than 50 miles and seldom as great as 300 miles. The tornado is a mere dot on the map from a few rods to half a mile or so in diameter. For concentrated fury and destructiveness, no other wind on earth except, perhaps, the blast in front of a great avalanche or landslide rivals the tornado. A tropical hurricane is a vast whirlwind that sweeps for days together on sea and land, and is capable of doing a greater aggregate of damage than the tornado on account of the much larger area embraced in its path. It leaves ruin in its wake, yet stout buildings withstand its assaults and well-found ships plow safely through it. The entire life history of the tornado is usually compassed within less than half an hour, and the path of destruction is seldom more than a quarter of a mile wide and some score of miles long. At any one place along the path the whole thing is over in a minute. Within these narrow limits of space and time, it does its deadly work with a thoroughness only rivaled by the deviltries of modern warfare. The tornado is borne along as a local episode in a widespread belt of squalls and thundershowers. Usually the first warning of a tornado is when someone sights the black funnel a few miles away on the horizon. But, not infrequently, the knowledge that a hurricane is approaching is known a day or two before its arrival, and people board up their windows, and perhaps go by train loads to higher ground, where danger of the water of the sea piling in on them is less great. A waterspout is merely a tornado-like funnel which, passing over water, sucks the water up. Waterspouts usually are much smaller than the larger tornadoes, and usually are much less destructive. When the heavy planets in the sky make squares and oppositions, we may be sure of destructive weather conditions on the Earth. And when the planets forming these heavy discords in the localities where the weather charts are erected, if the localities are in a tornado region and it is the time of year when tornadoes are more common, we may expect tornadoes. But when the same afflictions occur in those regions where tornadoes are rare, but where the destructive storms are hurricanes, we may expect hurricanes. And the same charts in the Great Basin region, where tornadoes and hurricanes do not occur, indicate cloudbursts, sandstorms, and destructive lightning. The general principle to follow in judging such storms is that the more violent and destructive the inner plane weather, as shown by the three weather charts, the more violent and destructive will be the storms on Earth. As tornadoes are more local affairs, and the most vicious of all storms in the limited area where they do strike, let us briefly analyze some typical cases, and then close with those larger storms, which due to their size, in the aggregate often create more havoc than any others. These are hurricanes. Tornado, April 29-30, 1933. A tornado on the indicated date struck near midnight in both Arkansas and Mississippi, sweeping a wide path of destruction. Six were killed and 50 injured, with a property damage of $500,000. The heaviest damage was reported at Yazoo City, Miss, for which the three following weather charts were erected. Temperature chart number 220, the planets of which are given in lesson number 195, and the houses of which are given on page 114, has stormy Saturn and the wet moon in the fourth house, the moon being opposition violent Pluto and square violent Uranus. Stormy Capricorn is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Saturn, is in violent Aquarius. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Windy Libra is on the cusp of the first, and Venus, its ruler, is in mild but wet Pisces. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Mars, ruling the sign occupied by the Sun, is in windy Virgo. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. The calm moon, windy and violent Uranus, and stormy Saturn are in angles. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Air movement chart number 221, the planets of which are given in lesson number 195, and the houses of which are given on page 114, has pleasant Jupiter in the fourth house. Windy Virgo is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Mercury, is in violent Aries. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Violent Pluto is in the first house, square both Sun and Uranus. Windy Gemini is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, Mercury, is in violent Aries. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Mars, ruling the sign occupied by Mercury, is in windy Virgo. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets in angles, Jupiter is mild, but Pluto is violent. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Moisture chart number 222, the planets of which are given in lesson number 195, and the houses of which are given on page 114, has the violent sign Scorpio on the cusp of the fourth, and one of its rulers, Mars, and windy Virgo, and the other of its rulers, Pluto, in mild Cancer. Pluto, however, is closely square violent Uranus. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Violent Mars and Neptune are in the first house. Calm Leo is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, the Sun, is in wet Taurus. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Venus, ruling the sign occupied by the Moon, is in mild Taurus. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Both planets in angles, Mars and Neptune, are violent. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. At the time of the tornado, progress Jupiter was parallel the esk of the temperature chart, progress Pluto was parallel the esk of the air movement chart, and the Moon on the day of the tornado had made the conjunction of the esk of the air movement chart. All during the period covered by the air movement chart, up to a day and a half before the tornado, Saturn, the storm planet, had been within the 1 degree of effective orb of progress Sisky square the esk. This added to the chart's violence. Tornado, September 14, 1928. On this date there was a tornado at Rockford, Illinois, at about 3:20 p.m. The tornado path was from 200 to 500 feet wide, and had a length of 25 miles. There were 14 deaths, about 100 injured, and property damage in Rockford alone was $1,200,000. Temperature chart number 223, the planets of which are given in lesson number 195, and the houses of which are given on page 114, has the storm planet Saturn in the fourth. Breezy Sagittarius is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Jupiter, is in mild Taurus. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Windy Virgo is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, Mercury, is in calm Cancer, but is conjunction violent Pluto, semi-square violent Neptune, and square windy and violent Uranus. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. The Moon, ruling the sign occupied by the Sun, is in Leo conjunction violent Neptune. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets in angles, the Sun is calm but Saturn is stormy. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Air movement chart number 224, the planets of which are given in lesson number 195. And the houses of which are given on page 114, has violent Aquarius on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Uranus, in violent Aries. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Violent Scorpio is on the cusp of the first, and one of its rulers, Mars, is in windy Gemini, and the other ruler, Pluto, is in calm Cancer. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Venus, ruling the sign occupied by Mercury, is in windy Libra. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets in angles, the Sun is quiet and the Moon is quiet, Jupiter is pleasant, but Neptune is violent. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart, except that Jupiter is in progressed opposition the esk and thus stirring up discord. Moisture chart number 225, the planets of which are given in lesson number 195, and the houses of which are given on page 114, has violent Pluto in the fourth house. Wet Cancer is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, the Moon, is in windy Virgo making a progress square to Mars. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Pleasant Jupiter is in the first house, but violent Aries is on the cusp of the first and Mars, its ruler, and windy Gemini makes a progress square with the Moon. This accounts for 1/4 of the influence of the chart. Mercury, ruling this sign occupied by the moon, is in windy Libra. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets in angles, Jupiter is mild but Pluto is violent. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. September 14, 1928, when the tornado struck, progressed Neptune was conjunction the esque of the temperature chart, progressed Jupiter was opposition the esque of the air movement chart, and the progressed moon was in conjunct the esque of the moisture chart. Tornado, March 11, 1917. This is the date on which there occurred the first well-defined tornado in Cincinnati, Ohio, of which there is a record. 3 people were killed, 32 injured, and 90 houses partly wrecked, with a damage of $250,000. Temperature chart number 226, the planets of which are given in lesson number 195, and the houses of which are given on page 114, has the sun in the fourth house opposition violent Pluto. Sagittarius is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Jupiter, is in violent Aries. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Windy Virgo is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, Mercury, is in stormy Capricorn and progressed conjunctions with violent Mars. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Saturn, ruling this sign occupied by the Sun, is in mild Cancer, but conjunction violent Neptune. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets in angles, the Sun is calm and Pluto is violent. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Air movement chart number 227, the planets of which are given in lesson number 195, and the houses of which are given on page 114, has windy Mercury and mild Venus in the fourth house. Stormy Capricorn is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Saturn, is in mild Cancer. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Windy Libra is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, Venus, is conjunction windy Mercury and violent Aquarius. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Uranus, ruler of the sign occupied by Mercury, is conjunction the Sun in violent Aquarius. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets in angles, Venus and Jupiter are mild, Saturn is stormy, Mercury is windy, and Neptune is violent. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Moisture chart number 228, the planets of which are given in lesson number 195, and the houses of which are given on page 114. Has violent Scorpio on the cusp of the fourth with one of its rulers, Mars, in wet Pisces, and the other of its rulers, Pluto, in wet Cancer and progress semi-sextal with violent Neptune. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Wet Moon in the first house is in close opposition to violent Mars. Calm Leo is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, the Sun, is in wet Pisces in close conjunction with violent Mars. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. March 11, 1917, when the tornado struck, progressed Moon was semi-square the esque of the temperature chart, progressed violent Mars was parallel the esque of the air movement chart, and progressed windy Mercury was parallel the esque of the moisture chart. Tornado, November 10, 1915. This is the date when a tornado struck Great Bend, Kansas at 7:07 p.m., killing 11 persons and destroying $1 million worth of property. Temperature chart number 229, the planets of which are given in lesson number 195, and the houses of which are given on page 114, has calm Leo on the cusp of the fourth, with its ruler, the Sun, conjunction Venus, and both sextal Neptune and square Pluto. Windy Gemini is on the esc, and progressed Venus is trine the esc, progressed Pluto is semi-square the esc, and progressed Venus is square Pluto. This is a violent combination. Air movement chart number 230, the planets of which are given in lesson number 195, and the houses of which are given on page 114, has violent Mars in the fourth opposition, violent Uranus. Mild Taurus is on the cusp of the first, but its ruler, Venus, in violent Scorpio, is in progress square with violent Mars. The only two planets in angles are Mars and Uranus, both violent. This is an extremely violent chart. Moisture chart number 231, the planets of which are given in lesson number 195, and the houses of which are given on page 114, has Sagittarius on the cusp of the fourth, and Jupiter in an angle, indicating some fine weather during the 7 days it rules. The cusp of the first, however, is windy Virgo, and its ruler, Mercury, in windy Libra, is in progress semi-square to the usk. This indicates plenty of wind. At the time of the tornado on November 10, progressed Neptune was sextal the usk of the temperature chart, progressed Neptune was parallel the usk of the air movement chart, and progressed Mercury was parallel the usk of the moisture chart. Tornado Day, April 10, 1929. It is called Tornado Day in Arkansas, because on that date there were 8 tornadoes in the northeast part of the state during the afternoon and early part of the night. The first storm hit 3 miles west of Calico Rock, about 3:00 p.m. The last storm, about 8:30 p.m., made a path from Calico Rock eastward 100 miles. 56 persons met death, 213 were injured, and property damage was reported as $795,000. Temperature chart number 232, the planets of which are given in lesson number 195, and the houses of which are given on page 114, shows violent Aquarius on the fourth, and its ruler, Uranus, conjunction Sun, in progress conjunction with Venus, and both in progress trine with the Moon. This shows much action from windy and violent Uranus. Air movement chart number 233, the planets of which are given in lesson number 195, and the houses of which are given on page 114. Shows the storm planet Saturn in the fourth house and progress square with windy Mercury. This indicates storm in no uncertain terms. Moisture chart number 234, the planets of which are given in lesson number 195, and the houses of which are given on page 114, has violent Scorpio on the cusp of the fourth, and Mars, one ruler, and wet Cancer in conjunction with the other ruler, violent Pluto, and square windy Mercury and windy and violent Uranus. Windy Virgo is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, Mercury, is conjunction violent Uranus, while stormy Saturn makes a progress trine to the usk. This also indicates storm in no uncertain terms. On April 10, when the storm struck, progressed Neptune was sextal the usk of the temperature chart, progressed Sun was sisky square the usk of the air movement chart, and both progressed Moon and progressed Neptune were parallel the usk of the moisture chart. Tornado, April 5, 1925. On this date there was a tornado and hailstorm near Miami, Florida, in which 5 persons died, 35 were injured, and property damage reached $200,000. Preceding the tornado, the ground was covered with hail. Temperature chart number 235, the planets of which are given in lesson number 195, and the houses of which are given on page 114, shows the wet planet Venus in progress conjunction with eccentric Uranus in the fourth house. Violent Aquarius is on the cusp of the fourth. Violent Scorpio is on the cusp of the first, and one of its rulers, Mars, is in the seventh house semi-square the other ruler, Pluto, and semi-square windy Mercury. Air Movement Chart Number 236, the planets for which are given in Lesson Number 195, and the houses for which are given on page 114, has Windy Virgo on the cusp of the 4th and Windy Gemini on the cusp of the 1st. The Moon is conjunction violent Pluto in the 1st, and Uranus in an angle is closely square the usk. Much wind is indicated. Moisture Chart Number 237, the planets for which are given in Lesson Number 195, and the houses for which are given on page 114, has Violet Mars in the 4th house and Violet Aquarius on the cusp of the 1st. The most significant thing about this chart is the progressed in conjunct of Moon and sextile of Sun to the usk, and the progressed in conjunct of Pluto to the usk, connecting the degree on the usk with the violent progress square of Sun to Pluto and conjunction of Moon with Pluto. April 5th, when the tornado struck, progressed Neptune was square the usk, and progressed Jupiter was sextile the usk of the temperature chart, progressed Jupiter was semi-sextile the usk of the air movement chart, and progressed Pluto was in conjunct the usk of the moisture chart. Tornado, September 29th. 1927. On this date there was a severe tornado at and near St. Louis, Mo, in which 79 lives were lost, and property damage was $25 million. Temperature chart number 238, the planets for which are given in lesson number 195, and the houses for which are given on page 114, has stormy Capricorn on the cusp of the 4th, and its ruler, Saturn, in an angle. Somewhere during the season there would be violence, due to the T-square made by Mars to the close opposition of Sun and Uranus, and as stormy Saturn aspects Sun and Uranus closely, and connect them up with the usk by making a progressed and conjunct to it, it was likely to be this region. Air Movement Chart Number 239, the planets for which are given in Lesson 195. And the houses for which are given on page 114, has violent Pluto in the 4th and stormy Capricorn on the cusp of the 4th, with Saturn, its ruler, in progress sextile to Mars and in progress trine to Uranus, Mars and Uranus being in progressed opposition. Mercury, the wind planet, is closely conjunction Mars and closely opposition Uranus. Violent Aries is on the usk, and Mars, its ruler, involved in the indicated aspects. This is a very violent chart. Moisture chart number 240, the planets for which are given in lesson number 195, and the houses for which are given on page 114, has Windy Gemini on the cusp of the 4th, and Violet Aquarius on the cusp of the 1st, with its ruler, Violet Uranus, making the progressed opposition to Sun and Moon. This also is a very violent chart. September 29th, when the tornado struck, progressed Saturn was in conjunct the usk in the temperature chart, progressed Mercury was opposition the usk of the air movement chart, and progressed Moon was both parallel and square the usk of the moisture chart. Tornado, May 1. 1933. On this date a tornado struck Minden, Louisiana, 68 were killed, 55 of them in Minden, and 50 were injured. Temperature chart number 241, the planets for which are given in lesson number 195, and the houses for which are given on page 114, has stormy Saturn in the 4th, and stormy Capricorn on the cusp of the 4th. Wet Moon is also in the 4th in opposition to violent Pluto in the 10th, and Pluto makes the progress square with violent Uranus in the 7th. This is a destructive combination. Air Movement Chart Number 242, the planets for which are given in Lesson Number 195, and the houses of which are given on page 114, shows pleasant Jupiter in the 4th. But Windy Virgo on the cusp of the 4th. Windy Gemini is on the cusp of the 1st, and its ruler, Mercury, is in an angle. The ominous thing about the chart, However, is Sun conjunction Uranus, and both square Pluto, and this violent aspect connected with the USC by Progress Sun Sextile USC Moisture Chart number 243, the planets for which are given in lesson number 195, and the houses of which are given on page 114, shows violent Scorpio on the cusp of the fourth, and one of its rulers, Mars, conjunction violent Neptune, and the other ruler, Pluto, closely square Uranus. This Mars conjunction Neptune occurs in the first house. At the time the tornado struck, on May 1st, progressed Mars was semi-square the ISK in the temperature chart, progressed Pluto was parallel the ISK of the air movement chart, and progressed Mercury was trine the ISK of the moisture chart. Tornado, June 28, 1924. On this date, at Lorain, Ohio, there occurred a tornado which cost the lives of nearly 100 people, and created property damage of about $12 million. Temperature chart number 244, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, shows breezy Sagittarius on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Jupiter, closely opposition windy Mercury, and in progress semi-square with violent Mars. Windy Virgo is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, Mercury, as indicated, closely opposition Jupiter. But the most ominous thing about the chart is progress stormy Saturn semi-sextile the USC air movement chart number 245, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, has violent Aries on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Mars, in progress conjunction with stormy Saturn. Sagittarius is on the cusp of the first, but stormy Capricorn is intercepted in the first, and its ruler, Saturn, is in progress conjunction with violent Mars. Progress Sun is also square violent and windy Uranus. Moisture chart number 246, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, has Taurus on the cusp of the fourth, with its ruler, Venus, in close conjunction with violent Pluto, and making the progressed and conjunct with Jupiter. Stormy Capricorn is on the cusp of the first, but the most ominous thing about the chart is progressed Uranus sextile the USC. At the time the tornado struck, June 28, progressed Moon was trine the USC of the temperature chart, progressed Mercury was opposition the USC of the air movement chart, and progressed Uranus was sextile the USC of the moisture chart. Tornado, May 6, 1927. The tornado on this date demolished the town of Poplar Bluffs, Mo, killing 80, injuring 300, and doing property damage amounting to $2,100,000. Temperature chart number 247, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, shows violent Neptune in the fourth house. Violent Mars is in the first house making progress square to windy Mercury and Jupiter. Windy Gemini is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, Mercury, is in progress conjunction with Jupiter and progress square with Mars. Mars, ruling the sign occupied by the Sun, is in windy Gemini, making the progressed aspects indicated, and also progress square with violent Pluto. This is, therefore, a very violent chart. Air movement chart number 248, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, also has Neptune, planet of peculiar weather, in the fourth, and Neptune is making the progress sextile to Venus and the progressed and conjunct to Jupiter. Windy Gemini is on the cusp of the first. The ruler of the sign occupied by Mercury, Venus, is in windy Gemini in the first house. This is a mild position, but there is an ominous position, progressed Mars semi-sextile. Moisture chart number 249, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, has windy Libra on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Venus, and windy Gemini in progress square to Jupiter. Wet Cancer is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, the Moon, is in Leo, conjunction peculiar Neptune. Only windy Mercury is in an angle. At the time the tornado struck, May 6, progressed Uranus with sextal the esk of the temperature chart, progressed Mars with semi-sextal the esk of the air movement chart, and progressed Venus with semi-sextal the esk of the moisture chart. These 10 destructive tornadoes, picked at random, all show great violence in all three weather charts. And, as is practically always the case, at the time of the destructive storm, there was, with the exception of one chart, a progressed aspect within the one effect of degree of perfect to the ascendant of each of the three weather charts. I believe, therefore, they show insufficient detail to form a solid foundation for further research on the part of the student, the inner plane conditions which precede, and which are present at the time of tornadoes. Therefore, to complete these studies, let us make a similar brief analysis of those less common, but sometimes even more destructive storms known as hurricanes. Tropical Hurricane, September 28 to 30, 1929. This hurricane in southern and western Florida did damage to the extent of $678,000 to fruit, trucks, highways, telephones, small boats, buildings, power plants, etc. Temperature chart number 250, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, shows stormy Capricorn on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Saturn, in Sagittarius, opposition Jupiter. Windy Libra is on the cusp of the first, and windy Mercury is in the first house, closely conjunction Mars and the Usk. The really ominous thing about the chart is violent Mars in progressed aspect with the ascendant. Mars and Mercury are in close square with violent Pluto. Air movement chart number 251, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, shows windy Mercury conjunction violent Mars in the fourth house, with Mars square the Moon. Windy Virgo is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Mercury, is in violent Aries. Violent Pluto is in the first house. Windy Gemini is on the cusp of the first house, and as indicated, its ruler, Mercury, is heavily afflicted. Furthermore, tending to release the indicated violence in the area for which the chart was erected, progressed Venus is semi-sextal the esk moisture chart number 252, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, shows peculiar Neptune conjunction Venus in the fourth house, and making the progress sextal to Moon, and progress semi-sextal. The Sun is opposition Uranus, and the Moon makes a T-square with this opposition. Thus this chart also shows violence. At the time of the hurricane, September 28 to 30, progressed Mercury was conjunction the esk of the temperature chart, progressed Moon was parallel the esk of the air movement chart, and progressed Moon was square the esk of the moisture chart. Hurricane, August 24, 1933. This hurricane with most destruction at Norfolk, VA, brought the highest tide on record, with water pouring through the streets of the city, and a property damage of millions. Temperature chart number 253, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, shows the violent sign Aquarius on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Uranus, in violent Aries square both violent Pluto and the wind planet Mercury. Violent Scorpio is on the cusp of the first, and one of its rulers, Mars, is in windy Virgo, and the other ruler, Pluto, is conjunction windy Mercury, and in progress sextal with violent Mars. Air movement chart number 254, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, has Taurus on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Venus, in an angle in progress conjunction with violent Pluto. Both are square violent and windy Uranus. Stormy Capricorn is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, stormy Saturn, is in the first house in violent Aquarius opposition to the Moon. In addition to Venus, Moon, Saturn and Pluto, windy Mercury also is in an angle. This is a storm chart. Moisture chart number 255, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, has wet Venus and peculiar Neptune in the fourth house. Windy Virgo is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Mercury, is in opposition to stormy Saturn, and in progressed and conjunct with peculiar Neptune. Windy Gemini is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, Mercury, has the violent aspects already indicated. But the most significant thing about the chart is the progress square of Venus to the usk. On the day of the hurricane, August 24th, progress Saturn was parallel the isk of the temperature chart, progress Pluto was parallel the isk of the air movement chart, and progress Mercury was square the isk of the moisture chart. Hurricane, September 5, 1933. On this day the hurricane swept southeast Texas, and at Harlingen, Texas, 53 were killed, thousands were hurt and the town was shattered and ruined. Other towns also were flooded, and the property loss ran into millions. Temperature chart number 256, erected for Harlingen, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, has the storm planet Saturn in the fourth house. Violent Aquarius is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Uranus, is in violent Aries square violent Pluto and windy Mercury. Mercury, the wind planet, is in progress conjunction with violent Pluto. Violent Scorpio is on the cusp of the first, and one of its rulers, Mars, is in progress sextile with windy Mercury from the windy sign Virgo, and also in progress sextile with the other ruler, Pluto. This is an ominous combination, although it needs a progressed aspect to the isk to release it. Air movement chart number 257, erected for Harlingen, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, has Sun, windy Mercury, and peculiar Neptune in the fourth house, progress Sun being conjunction Neptune. As Leo is on the cusp of the fourth, and the Sun is its ruler, this is a significant aspect. But the really ominous thing about the chart is that progress Sun and Neptune are also square the usk. This makes the chart indicate very dangerous weather. Moisture chart number 258, erected for Harlingen, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, also has Sun conjunction peculiar Neptune in the fourth house, Leo again on the cusp of the fourth, and both its ruler, Sun, and Neptune, opposition the Moon. Windy Gemini is on the cusp of the first house, and its ruler, Mercury, is in the windy sign, Virgo. Neptune, the ruler of the sign occupied by the Moon, is in windy Virgo conjunction windy Mercury, conjunction Sun and opposition Moon. On September 5, the day of the hurricane, progressed Mars was conjunction the isk of the temperature chart, progressed Neptune was square the isk of the air movement chart, and progressed Mercury was square the isk of the moisture chart. Hurricane, September 18, 1926. This hurricane arrived at Miami, Florida, at 3:00 a.m. on this date, causing great damage. Temperature chart number 259. The elements of which are given on pages 112,113, has the Sun in the fourth house conjunction Pluto and square violent Mars. Windy Gemini is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Mercury, is in Cancer conjunction violent Pluto. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Violet Mars is in the first house conjunction Windy and Violet Uranus and square the Sun. Pisces is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, Neptune, is in Leo and progress square with Venus. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. The Moon, ruling the sign occupied by the Sun, is in Violet Scorpio conjunction stormy Saturn. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets and angles, Sun is calm, but Mars and Uranus are violent. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. However, the Moon in progress trine with the USC helps release the energy of the chart. Air movement chart number 260, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, has Violet Mars in the fourth house. Taurus is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Venus, is in Leo closely opposition Jupiter and closely square Saturn. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Jupiter is in the first house square Saturn and opposition Venus. Stormy Capricorn is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, Saturn is square Venus, opposition Mars, and square Jupiter. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Mercury, ruling the sign occupied by Mercury, is in Windy Virgo making the progress semi-square to Violet Pluto. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets in angles, Jupiter is mild, Saturn is stormy, and Mars is violent. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. The most ominous thing about the chart, however, is progress Pluto opposition the USC moisture chart number 161, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, has Sun in the fourth house and progress sextile with stormy Saturn. Windy Virgo is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Mercury, is in Windy Virgo conjunction the Sun and in the fourth. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. The ominous thing about the chart is that progress Sun is square the USC, and progressed Mars is in conjunct the USC. At the time the hurricane reached Miami, on September 18, progressed Moon was semi-sextile the USC of the temperature chart, progressed Pluto was opposition the USC of the air movement chart, and progressed Saturn was in conjunct the USC of the moisture chart. Probably the greatest hurricane ever recorded, this hurricane formed near Cape Verde Islands, and raged from September 10 to September 20, 1928, causing great loss of life and destruction of property. Temperature chart number 262, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, shows stormy Capricorn on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Saturn, in Sagittarius in conjunct violent Pluto. Windy Libra is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, Venus, is sextile peculiar Neptune. The most ominous thing about the chart is progressed Mercury, planet of wind, square the USC air movement chart number 263, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113. Shows Violet and Windy Uranus in the fourth in opposition to Windy Mercury. Venus, the ruler of the sign occupied by Mercury, is in Windy Libra in opposition to Violet Uranus. Pluto and Uranus, both violent, are the only two planets in angles. This chart, in spite of Sagittarius being on the cusp of the first, shows much violence and wind. Moisture chart number 264, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, shows Pluto in the fourth house and progress semi-sextile with Violet Mars. Cancer is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, the Moon, is in Windy Gemini in close conjunction with Violet Mars and square Violet Pluto. Violet Aries is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, Mars, as already indicated, is progressed sextile to Pluto, and is conjunction the Moon and square the Sun. This also is a very violent chart. At the time the hurricane commenced, September 10, progress Saturn was sextile the disk of the temperature chart, progressed Moon and progressed Mars were parallel the disk of the air movement chart, and progressed Mercury was opposition the disk of the moisture chart. Hurricane, August 7 to 13, 1928. This hurricane ranged for a week all the way from Florida to New Jersey, unroofing scores of buildings, wrecking others, killing a few people, and damaging the citrus crop. The three charts are erected for Jacksonville, Florida. Temperature chart number 265, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, has the storm planet Saturn in the fourth in progressed and conjunct with violent Pluto. Windy Virgo is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, Mercury, is square Uranus and conjunction Pluto, both violent planets. The Moon, ruler of the sign occupied by the Sun, is in Leo conjunction peculiar Neptune. Air movement chart number 266, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, has windy and violent Uranus in the fourth. Pisces is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Neptune, is in Leo closely square violent Mars. The storm planet Saturn is in the first house making a progressed trine with the Sun. The Sun, ruler of the sign occupied by Mercury, is in Leo thus in progressed aspect to Saturn. The most ominous feature of the chart is that progressed and violent Uranus releases the force of the chart by making a progressed trine to the disk moisture chart number 267, the elements of which are given on pages 112,113, has the storm sign Capricorn on the cusp of the fourth and its ruler, Saturn, in Sagittarius. The most ominous feature of the chart is the Moon in the fourth making a progressed trine to the disk, and the Sun in the tenth making a progressed sextile to the disk. Windy Libra is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, Venus, is in Leo making a progressed semi-sextile to Pluto. Uranus, ruling the sign occupied by the Moon, is in violent Aries in opposition to the disk. The planets in angles are Sun, Windy Mercury, Wet Moon and violent Pluto. In addition to the progressed aspects of Sun and Moon to the disk, progressed Jupiter is square both Sun and Moon and at the same time and conjunct the disk. Thus there are three progressed aspects to the disk releasing the force of the chart. On the date the hurricane reached Jacksonville, August 7, progressed Saturn was square the disk of the temperature chart, progressed Uranus was trine the disk of the air movement chart, and progressed Jupiter was in conjunct the disk of the moisture chart.